B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Yumad Daf Lamed. We're going to start from the next Mishnah, 13 lines from the bottom of the Yomad. Says the Mishnah, Ein Odom Nichnas La'Azorah La'Avoidah. Person is not allowed into the Azorah in order to do Avoidah. And Rashi says that we'll see in the Gemara the reasons behind this, and they apply even for a person who's going in not for the sake of doing Avoidah. Afilu Tohir, even if he knows he's Tohir, he's not allowed to go in Achiyitvel until he's gone into the Mikvah. Continues the Mishnah, Chomesh Tvilois V'Asoro Kiddushin Toivel Kohen Gadol U'Mekadesh Boi Bayom. 5 times the Kohen Gadol is Toivel on Yom Kippur, and 10 times he does Kiddush Yodayim V'Raglayim, he washes his hands and feet from the waters of the Kiyor on Yom Kippur. V'Chulon B'Kodesh Al Beis HaParva, and all those Tvilois are done in the Kodesh, in the Azor, in a Mikvah, on top of the Beis HaParva, Chutz Mizu, besides for the first Tvila, which is done B'Choyl, and is not done B'Kodesh, Bilvad, Chutz Mizu Bilvad. Continues the Mishnah, that when the Kohen Gadol would go into the Mikvah, then for Tznius reasons, Porosu Sadin, they would spread out a sheet, Shel Butz, of linen, Beinoi Lebein Ha'om, between him and the people when he was going into the Mikvah. Says the Gemara, Sho'alu es Ben Zayma. They asked Ben Zayma the following question, and in the next sugya we're going to discuss 3 sources regarding, or amongst others, regarding the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda in this topic of the reasoning or why a person who's intrinsically Tahir should have to go to the mikveh before going into the Azorah. So this is source number 1. It's a Tosefta. Sha'alu es Ben Zayma. They asked Ben Zayma the following question. Tvila zu lama. Why would it be necessary, or what would be the source for a person who is Tohir to have to go to the mikveh? And it's not so clear whether this is referring to a regular person who wants to go into the Azorah, as the Mishnah starts, Ein Odom Nichnas La'Azorah La'Avoidah, or whether it's referring to the Kohen Gadol, his first tefillah. It's a discussion here in the Mefarashim, but tefillah zu lama, why should a person who's coming into the Azorah have to go to the mikveh first? Omar lohem. So Ben Zayma said to them, Uma hamashane mikodesh lekodesh. If we see that on Yom Kippur, in the middle of the Avodas Yom HaKippurim, where the Kohen Gadol was going from a kodesh place to an even more kodesh place, umimokim she'onish koros lemokim she'enish koros, and both of those kodesh places, if a Tommy person were to go in, there would be chayev koros, and nonetheless ta'on tvila going between one and the other. Every time before the Kohen would go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he would have to, and start the Avoida in the Kodesh Kadoshim, he would go to the Mikveh. And then when he would come to the Azorah, he would come out and continue the Avoida outside. Every time that they changed from Avoida to Avoida, then they would have to go to the Mikveh. And he started off doing the Avoida, which is called an Avoida of Bachutz, with the 8 clothes, and then he went to the mikveh and did the Avoidah in the Kodesh Kedoshim, then went to the mikveh and carried on outside, then went again to the mikveh and carried on inside, and etc., as we're going to learn in the coming Dafim. So, and there it's explicit that he has to go to the mikveh. Is Hamashana Michoil Le Kodesh, then somebody who comes from outside, from the Choil, which is not Kodesh at all, Mimokim She'inen Ish Koros, and he's coming from a place where being there betumah is not punishable by koros. Lemokim she'enish koros, he's coming into a place, into the Azorah, where coming into the Azorah is, if you are tomei, is a chiyuv koros, einu din she'ton tvila. Which means that Ben Zayma says, I have a kal v'chomer, which is a biblical source, min ha'Torah, a person coming from the choil, going into the kodesh, has to go to the mikveh, from a kal v'chomer, that from a kodesh to kodesh, has to go to mikveh, of course, michoil to kodesh. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says no, Rabbi Yehuda says that tevila of a tohir person is only a srach tvila. The srach means an attachment. What the Gemara means is it's only midrabanon. The midrabanon, the chachomim said, you don't really need to go to the mikveh, but go anyway to the mikveh just to remind yourself that you're going into a place that you have to be tohir. Srach tvila hizu, kedei sheyizker tumei yeshono, that just in case, chas v'shalom, you were tomei and you'd forgotten, you'll remember, hey, I'm not allowed to come here if I'm tomei, and he'll remember an old tumah if he's tummy, v'yifresh, and he'll make sure not to do the avoida that day, because a tummy person, even after he's been to the mikveh, is not allowed to do the avoida that day. He's a tvul yom, until stay away. So there's a machlekas here in source number one between Ben Zayma and Rabbi Yehuda as to why a Tahir person who's going into the Azara would have to go to the mikveh. According to Ben Zayma, it's a chiyuv min ha-Tahira from a Kal Vachomer. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's a chiyuv midrabbanon. So before discussing Rabbi Yehuda's opinion any further, the Gemara says, "B'mayka miflegi." What is their machlekas? What are they arguing about? Says the Gemara, but there's going to be two answers. The first one is "Ba'achule avoida kamiflegi." They're discussing whether somebody who did not go into the mikveh before coming to the Azara, and then this Kohen did the Avoida, is the Avoida kosher or is the Avoida apostle? Then Le Ben Zayma, according to Ben Zayma, who says the Chiyuv to do Avoida, to go to the mikveh, is a Chiyuv min HaTorah Mochil Avoida, the Avoida is Cholul, the Avoida is going to become apostle. Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that the whole Chiyuv to go into the mikveh, obviously assuming he's Tahir, is only Midrabbanon, Loi Mechil Avoida, the Avoida does not become Chulin, the Avoida does not become Chol, and the Avoida is not apostle. Says the Gemara, Ule Ben Zayma, Mi Mochil? Is it really true that according to Ben Zayma, who learns the Kal Vachomer of going, that says that even somebody who goes Me'achole La'Kodesh, that is a Kal Vachomer that's Mechayev a Torah person to go to the mikveh, according to Ben Zayma, if he doesn't go into the mikveh, that it's going to be possible? Can that be true? V'otanya, this seems to contradict the Braisa. We learned in the Braisa, Kohen Godol Shaloi Toval V'loi Kiddush, Bein Beged LeBeged, U'Bein Avoido LaAvoido. What happens if a Kohen Godol did not go to the mikveh between doing the different Avoidos, between the Avoida of the Azara and the Avoida of the Kodesh Kadoshim? Or if he did not do the Kiddush Udayim V'Raglaim when changing from one set of clothes to another? And Avoidosek Sheira? Nonetheless, the Avoida is kosher. Echot Kohen Gadol v'Echot Kohen Hedyot sheloi kiddush yodo v'raglov shachris. However, a Kohen who did not, any Kohen, a Kohen Gadol or a Kohen Hedyot, who does the Avoida without having done kiddush yodayim v'raglaim at least once in the morning before starting, v'ovad Avoida, and he does the Avoida, Avoidos ipsula. The Avoida is possible because of working without kiddush yodayim v'raglaim in the morning is possible. However, if he doesn't do the mikveh or the kiddush yodayim v'raglaim in the middle of the Avoida, then it's not possible. So the whole Kal Vachomer of Ben Zayma was from Kohen Gadol, that if Mikodesh LeKodesh, you have to go to Mikveh, then even more so Michoila LeKodesh. But if Yom Kippur itself, if you don't go to the Mikveh Bein Avoida LaAvoida, it doesn't passel, then you have got no source to say that coming from Michoila LeKodesh, if you don't go to the Mikveh, that it's passel. And if it's not passel, then in that aspect, it'll be the same as Rabbi Yehuda, that somebody who does the Avoida without going to mikveh, that the Avoida is not apostle. So the question comes back by Ma'ika Miflegi, in what are they arguing? Elo says the Gemara le'meikam ba'aseikam miflegi. They're arguing whether this person was over an asei as well, because there's, even though a Kohen Gadol who doesn't do all the Tevilos and Yom Kippur, the Avoida is kosher, however, he's definitely transgressed an asei. Because it says in the Pasuk that he has to be Varocha, says Betzori, Bamaim, Ulevesham, he has to do the Tvilois in the Kiddush Adayim Raglaim. If he doesn't do the Tvilois, then he's over Ba'asei. So according to Ben Zayma, who learns out the Chiyuv of any person doing Avoida when first coming in, Michoel El HaKodesh, is a Kal Vachomer from Mikodesh LeKodesh by the Kohen Gadol, then he'll be over an Asei. You have a Kal Vachomer. And according to Reb Yehuda, who says that it's only Midrabbanon, there won't be an Asei. Le Ben Zayma koi ba'asei, Rabbi Yehuda loy koi ba'asei, according to Rabbi Yehuda, there will not be an asei. Continues the Gemara. And now we're moving to source number two. In source number one, in the Braisa we saw before, that Rabbi Yehuda holds that a Tahir person who wants to come into the Azara has to do Tevila, has to go to the mikveh. Only midrabbanon, but he has to go to the mikveh. He cannot come in without doing Tevila. Says the Gemara, Umi isdeil Rabbi Yehuda hai svar. Does Rabbi Yehuda indeed hold that a person whose Tahir has to go to the mikveh before coming into the Azara? V'otanya, this seems to contradict an opinion of Rabbi Yehuda in source number two, as follows. V'otanya, we learned in a braisa, Metzaira toivel v'oimed b'shar nikonor. That a Metzaira, he's Tomei for the 7 days, he goes to the mikveh, and then he becomes Tahir, but on the eighth day, he has to come into the Beis HaMikdash, he has to bring his korbanos, and And he has to put his thumbs into the Azara in order that they can put onto his thumbs from the blood of the Asham and from the oil. And he had to, how would he do that? The Kohen, the Metzora, would come to the Shara Nikonor, which is the gate in between the Ezras Noshim and the Azara, and he would put his thumbs in, and that's what they would do. So the Braisa says, according to the Tanakhama, this Metzora has to toivel, he has to first go to the mikveh, and then he goes to the Shara Nikonor, who stands in the entranceway of the Azara, and they do what they have to do. That's the opinion of the Tanakhama, that Metzora needs to do tvila. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda argues and says, "Ein tzarich tvila. Why should you have to go to the mikveh again? Shekvat toval mi be'erev. On day 7, towards the evening time, before night, obviously, he went to the mikveh. He's toir. And therefore, he does not have to tovel when he comes on day 8. So the Gemara seems to be asking a question here that we saw just now, a few minutes ago, that Rabbi Yehuda says that before coming to the Azara, even if you're toir, you have to go to the mikveh. And here in the Braisa, Rabbi Yehuda says that this Metzora does not have to go into the mikveh. Says the Gemara, I don't understand the question. Hahu kudetoni taima. The Braisa tells us exactly why you don't need to go into the mikveh, and it's intrinsically different than a normal person who's coming into the Beis HaMikdash. Shekvar toval miba'erev. This Metzora, he went to the mikveh the day before. Why does Rabbi Yehuda say in the Braisa before that you have to toivel? Is because maybe you've forgotten if you were Tomei. Well, this Metzora, there's nothing to forget. He went to the mikveh yesterday on day 7. And therefore Rabbi Yehuda says, you went to the mikveh on day 7, then you don't need to go to the mikveh when you come in on day 8. However, a person who didn't go to the mikveh the day before, then he has to go to the mikveh. And that's where Rabbi Yehuda said before, that srach tvile izu, that you have to go to the mikveh. So there's no contradiction between Rabbi Yehuda in source number 1 and Rabbi Yehuda in source number 2. Now the Gemara is asking, Uda ka'ori lo, mai ka'ori lo? I don't understand. Whoever asked this question, Umhi Isleil Rabbi Yehuda, whoever asked the question from source number 1 to source number 2, whoever quoted source number 2, what did he have in mind? I mean, he knew that source number 2 is not a contradiction to source number 1. Why are you bringing it at all? In source number 2, it says explicitly that if you toivel the day before, then according to the Tanakhama, the Metzora has to toivel, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, he doesn't have to toivel. So why are you bringing it here? Says the Gemara, Mishum dekaboy lemir ma'achriti ilavei, because we intended to ask a contradiction between Braisa number 2 and Braisa number and Mishnah and source number 3. Now we're coming to source number 3, which seems to contradict source number 2. And that's really what the Gemara wants to discuss. What does it say in source number 3? It's a Mishnah. Lishkas ha-metzairoim. There was a lishka, or chamber, in the Ezras Noshim, not in the Azara, which is where the metzairoim would go into there. Shesham metzairoim toivlim. The Tanakhama say that the metzaira would toivel in this lishkas ha-metzairoim. A regular person, somebody who's not a Metzora, would not have to toivel before going to the Azara, would not have to toivel in the Lishkas HaMetzoraim. That's the opinion of the Tanakhama in source number 3. Whether the Tanakhama in source number 3 argues with the Tanakhama in source number 2 is something the Gemara is going to discuss soon. But what does Rabbi Yehuda say in source number 3? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Loi Metzoraim Bilvad Omru. Says, I agree with you, Tanakhama, that Metzora, before putting his thumbs into the Azara, has to go into the mikveh here. But Elo kol odom, but every person, when coming to the Azara, he has to toivel. So you see here clearly that Rabbi Yehuda holds that every Metzora, as well as anybody else, before coming into the Azara, has to toivel. And what did we see in source number 2? In source number 2, we saw that, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that a Metzora, and any Metzora who's coming on day 8, has to have gone to the mikveh on day 7. Rabbi Yehuda in source number 2 said that the Metzora does not have to toivel. And here you have a Rabbi Yehuda in source number 3 that says a Metzora on day 8 has to toivel. And that is a contradiction. Says the Gemara, Loi kasha. It's not a contradiction. Ha de tovil, ha de loi tovil. When it says in source number 2 that according to Rabbi Yehuda the Metzora does not need to toivel, he said explicitly because toval me'etmil. He's been to the mikveh on day 7. In source number 3, when it says that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Metzoraim do have to go to the mikveh, that's talking about an event that he did not go into the mikveh on day 7. Says the Gemara, I don't understand. Ida le'tovil, if he didn't go into mikvah on day 7, that means that he's still a tomei as a metzora. And then when he goes into the mikvah on day 8, he's still Herev Shemesh boy. He needs to wait till the end of the day. Because how does it go? Day 7 is the last day of the real Tumas Metzera. He goes to the mikvah on day 7. He's called Herev Shemesh. He's a little bit of Tum on him till nighttime. That's it. Now he's Tohir. The next day he's got to bring his Korbonis. He's Mechusar Kippurim. Till then he brings his Korbonis and comes to the Beis HaMikdosh. But the only reason he can come on day 8 to the Beis HaMikdosh and bring the Korbonis is because he went to the mikvah on day 7. But if he didn't go to the mikvah on day 7, then going to the mikvah on day 8 would be similar to going on day 7, that he's tomei till the end of the day. He can't bring his Korbonis then, he can't come to the Azara then. So that cannot be an explanation to explain Rabbi Yehuda. That means Rabbi Yehuda in source number 3, it cannot be that the reason that you have to, the Metzora has to go to the mikveh is because he didn't do Tevil on day 7, because if he didn't do Tevil on day 7, he wouldn't be allowed to come at all. Ella, how are we going to explain the contradiction between Rabbi Yehuda in source number 2, who says that a Metzora on day 8 does not need to go to the mikveh, and Rabbi Yehuda in source 3, who says that a Metzora on day 8 does have to go to the mikveh? Elo idi v'idi, both of these sources, the tovil. Of course he went to the mikvah on day 7. Ha de asach daite, but in source 3 we're talking about where he distracted himself. He wasn't focusing on staying tohir. And therefore, he has to go to the mikvah on day 8 again. Ha de lo asach daite, but in source 3 we're talking about a person who after going to the mikvah on day 2, he didn't distract himself from the fact that he has to remain tohir, and therefore he does not need to go to the mikvah on day 8. Asks the Gemara, that cannot be the reason why in source 3 Rabbi Yehuda says the Metzora has to go to the mikvah is because he distracted himself, because Yosach Daite Hazoah Shlish Yoshvi Boya. That if indeed he did distract himself and did not focus on remaining tohir, then not only it's not good enough that he goes to the mikveh, we're afraid that he went into the room, into a room with a corpse in it, with Tumas Meis, and without paying attention, and then you can't just go to the mikveh. He has to do Hazoah Shlish Yoshvi, he has to, on day 3 and day 7, has to sprinkle on him from the ashes of the Parah Adumah, as if he was a Tumas Meis. The Omer of Dostoy Bar Moson Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Hasesech Hadas, Tzorech Hazoah Shlish Yoshvi. Somebody who distracts himself from staying Tohir, then before coming to the Beis HaMikdosh, he has to do Hazoah of Shlish Yoshvi. Elo says the Gemara, and this is explanation number 3, and it's really the first one which is going to stay. It's the first one which we're not going to refute. Elo idi v'idi deloy osach daite. It must be that in both Brises, source 2, a Brisa, and source 3, the Mishnah, that they're both talking about that they went to mikvah on day 7, and he did not distract himself. And nonetheless, for Leikashi, there's no contradiction. Why? Harder tovil al das bias mikdash. Because in order to come into the Beis HaMikdosh after having been tomei, it's not good enough just to have been to the mikveh. You have to have been to the mikveh with the intentions of toveling al das bias mikdosh, with intentions of this tvila allowing the person to come into the Beis HaMikdosh. So in source number 2, we talk when it says that the where Rabbi Yehuda says that Metzora does not need to tovel on day 8, is talking about where when he toveled on day 7, he had in mind that this tvila would then allow him on day 8 to come to the Beis HaMikdosh. However, Rabbi Yehuda in source number 3 is talking about that indeed he was toveled on day 7 and he's tohir, he's got no tumas metzora, but that tevila is not sufficient to allow him to come into the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore he has to tovel again on day 8. How do lo tovel al das bias mikdash? That's the first explanation between source number 2 and source number 3. V'ibois eima, or this is another explanation, says the Gemara, that we're actually going to change the whole version, we're going to change the text of source number 3. If you change the text in source number 3, then in source number 3 it will actually say that Rabbi Yehuda says that the Metzora doesn't need to go into the mikveh, exactly what he says in source number 2. Then there's no contradiction. Toni loy Metzoroin omru elo kol odom. It means the Tanakhama said that only Metzoroim have to go into the mikveh on day 8, but any person who's Tohir doesn't need to go into the mikveh. Rabbi Yehuda argued and said no. Rabbi Yehuda said that only other people, regular people, they do have to go into the mikveh when they come in. Metzora, who toveled the day before, doesn't have to go into the mikveh on day 8. And that's exactly what he says in source number 2, so there's no contradiction. Ravina Omar. Ravina gives a third explanation why there should not be a contradiction between source number 2 and source number 3. Omar Rabbi Yehuda, ledivreim derabbanon ka'omar. That Rabbi Yehuda in source number 3 was not voicing his own opinion. He was actually responding and referring to an opinion of the Chachomim. And he said as follows. Ledivreim derabbanon ka'omar lo. Ledidi, says Rabbi Yehuda, according to my own opinion, as we saw in source number 2, Metzaira ein tzarech tvila. A Metzaira, he went to the mikvah on day 7. He does not need to go to the mikvah on day 8. Leditchu. But according to you, Rabbonon, who say that a Metzaira does have to go to the mikvah, oidu li izi, at least agree to me now, mios at least, deloi Metzairoim bilvad omru, that not only the Metzairoim have to go to the mikvah, elo kol odom, but every person has to go to the mikvah. And if you Tanakama say that even a Metzaira who went to mikvah on day 7 has to go to mikvah on day 8, then every person who comes into the Azara, agree with me, even though he thinks he's Toyer, but he has to go into the mikvah. The Rabbonon, however, the Rabbonon argued, the Rabbonon said, no, only Metzairoim have to go into the mikvah, and every person, who's even though he's Toyer, does not need to go into the mikvah. And what would be the reason for that? According to Rabbi Huda, we can understand that every person who's not Toyvel the day before, he has to go to mikvah. A Metzaira who did tevil the day before doesn't have to go to mikvah. But what would be the logic on the Tanakama who say that every other person doesn't need to go to mikvah because he's Tohir, but a Metzaira who went to mikvah on day 7 does have to go into the mikvah? How would you understand that? Yeah, Metzaira daish betumah, because he's been tumah for a week now, and he's been very careless, he's been steeped in tumah, he doesn't mind. Daish means stepping on, it's something he's become accustomed to. He doesn't mind, he didn't mind for a week becoming tumah because he was tumah anyway. And therefore, we're afraid that he was more careless, and therefore he has to go to mikvah on day 8. Just in order to remind himself and to make sure that indeed he's tohir. Kol odom loy daish betumah. But every other person who's not daish betumah and therefore does not have to go to the mikvah. Continues the Gemara. And let's now go back to source number 2. What did we see in source number 2? Let's see it inside. Metzaira toivel va'imid b'shar nikonir. Source number 2 is only talking about Metzaira. It's not talking about other people at all. And what did we see? According to the Tanakama, a Metzaira has to go to mikvah on day 8. And then, that's what he says, toivel va'imid, and then he stands va'imid b'shar nikonir. He then can stand in the entranceway of the Azara, put his thumbs in, etc. That was the Tanakama. Rabbi Huda said that since this Metzaira toiveled on day 7, he does not need to toivel on day 8. So we've discussed Rabbi Yehuda already. Let's try and discuss the Chachomim, the Tanakhama of Rabbi Yehuda in source 2. They do say they're talking about Metzaira, and says that Metzaira on day 8 has to toivel. The question is, what about every other person? A regular person who comes into the Azara, does, according to the Chachomim, the Tanakhama in source number 2, do they have to toivel? And this is what the Gemara is going to discuss now. Omale Abaye l'Rav Yosef. Abaye is going to ask Rav Yosef a whole string of questions consequent to the topic we're discussing. And the first one is this question. Neimer Rabbonon de Pligi Alei de Rabbi Yehuda. The Chachomim in Braisa number 2, who argue the Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that Metzaira on day 8 does not need to toivel. The Tanakhama says that a Metzaira does need to toivel. What would be the reason for the Tanakhama who say that Metzaira has to toivel? Is it because he holds Keben Zayma, that he holds that the reason that this person has to toivel is because he's coming Michoel El HaKodesh, it's a Chiyuv Min HaTaira? And if so, there's a Chiyuv Min HaTaira that even though he's Toyer, he has to toivel. And if so, there's no difference whatsoever between a Metzaira and anybody else. And in the same way as the Metzaira has to toivel on day 8, even though he's Toyer, so does any other person have to toivel when he's coming into the Azara. And then the question will be, if so, why is Braisa number 2 arguing by Metzaira if they're also arguing by Kol Odom? V'haydik Toni Metzaira, the reason that the Braisa chose to argue regarding Metzaira is only lo'idiach ha'koichei de Rabbi Yehuda, to impress on us the power of Rabbi Yehuda's opinion that even though a regular person who goes into the Azara has to toivel, a Metzaira does not need to toivel because he went to the mikvah the day before. That would be one way of looking at it. Oy Dilma, or maybe no. Maybe Shani Matsaira de Daish Batuma. That really that the Tanakama in source two says that only a Matsaira has to tovel, not a regular person. And then the source for that is not because he holds like Ben Zayma. No, the source for that is that it's only Midrabbonon that he has to tovel. And why does he have to tovel? Because the Daish Batuma. Because Matsaira is accustomed to not being conscious of the fact that he's Tommy, or he's Tommy anyway because he's a Matsaira, and therefore the Chachamim said a Matsaira has to on day 8 he has to tovel, because maybe he wasn't paying attention and after he went to mikvah on day 7 he touched something else Tommy, and he has to remind himself whether he's Tommy or not. And if so, then the Tanakhama in source 2, they who say that Matsaira needs to go to mikveh, it's only Matsaira and not a regular person. And then it's exactly the same as the Tanakhama in source number 3, that only Matsairaim have to go to the mikveh on day 8, but other people who are Torah do not need to go to the mikveh. That was the two sides of the coin. That was the question Abaya asked Rav Yosef. Omar Leir, Rav Yosef said to Abaya, Shani Matsaira de Daish Batuma. We assume that the Tanakhama in source 2 is the same as the Tanakhama in source 3, and only a Matsaira has to go to the mikveh because he's been lax with halachas of Tuma, but a regular person who's Tohir does not need to go to the mikveh. Continues the Gemara, Omale Abaya le Rav Yosef. Abaya is now asking another question to Rav Yosef. Le Rabbi Yehuda de Omar Srach Tvi Lehizu. According to Rabbi Yehuda, who says, and we saw this at the bottom of Daf Lamed Omed Aleph, that, and this was in source number 1, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that a reason a Tohir person has to go to the mikveh before coming into the Azorah is Midrabbonon, just to remind him to make sure that he hasn't become Tommy. The question is, since the Tevila is Derabbonon, Chaitzet or Einei Chaitzet? We know that by Tevila Min HaTorah, if there's a Chatzitza, if there's something separating between the flesh of his body and the water of the mikveh, then it's a chatzitza, and it can nullify the validity of the tevila. The question is here that he's only going in to remind himself whether he's tomei. Do we say that that tevila you also have to be careful? There's no chatzitzas. Omar Leir of Yosef answered Abaya, called the tikkun rabbonon keendo iraisa tikkun. That since the rule is that any time when the Rabbonon and the Chachomim instated something, they did it with the same type of rules, with the same parameters, the same properties as those of a Doiraisa. In the same way as Tevila Doiraisa mustn't have a Chatzitza, so too this Tevila mid Rabbonon must not have Chatzitza. Continues the Gemara, another question Abaya is asking Rav Yosef. Omale Abaya Rav Yosef. Bias Miktas Shmo Bia Oiloi. So we've understood that a person who wants to come into the Azorah has to tovel. Okay, what happens if he doesn't want to come fully into the Azorah? He just wants to become partially into the Azorah. He just wants to put his hands or his foot into the Azorah. Does he also have to go to the mikveh? Omar Lei. So Yosef says, I'll prove it to you from the Metzaira. Behoinois, Yoichichu, the thumbs of the Metzaira, that Shehen Bias Miktas, all the Matsaira had to put into the Azara was just his thumbs. He didn't come in with his whole body into the Azara. And nonetheless, we had to Tovel V'tanya Matsaira, Tovel V'oimid B'Shar Nikner. We saw before Matsaira has to Tovel in the Shara Matsairaim, in the Lishkas Matsairaim, and then he can put his thumbs into the Azara. So you see that even if a person wants to just partially come into the Azara, he has to go to the mikveh. Regarding a Tomei person and Bias Miktas, that's a sugi elsewhere in Shas. Here we're just talking about the aspect of the mikveh. Iboyeluhu. The Gemara is asking now another question. And this is also a question only regarding the requirement of going into the mikveh first. What happens if somebody wants to do Shechita in the Azara? The animal has to be in the Azara. Does the person have to be in the Azara? No. It's learnt out from a posuk in the Gemara in Zvachim Daf Lamed Beis. So what happens if we know that if a person wants to go into the Azara, he has to go to the mikveh. That's what we've been learning about. What happens if he doesn't want to go into the Azara? He wants to take a long knife, stand outside the Azara in the Ezras Noshim, and do shechita with the animal that's in the Azara. Does this person have to go to the mikveh or not? That was the question. If he makes a long knife, and he wants to shecht like that, Tiboy l'Rabbonon. And this question applies also to Ben Zoima, who says that a Torah person who wants to go into the Azara has to toivel min ha-Torah, a kal v'chayme from Kohen Gadol, as we saw on Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, v'Tiboy l'Rabbonon. And it's also going to be a question, according to the Rabbonon, in source number 3, the Palegalei de Rabbi Yehuda, that the Rabbonon in source number 3, they said that a regular person who wants to go into the Azara does not need to do Tevila. The question is, that might be only because a regular person is not doing any Avoida. But a regular person who does want to do Avoida, even if he's on the outside, maybe he has to, yes, go to the mikveh. Tiboyle ben Zoima. So the question, according to Ben Zoima, is Ad kan lo mechayev Ben Zoima. Maybe Ben Zoima only said that you're mechayev to go to the mikveh, and he learns it as if from a kal v'chomer from Yom Kippur. Elo legavoi, only if you're going into the Azara. Avo lebaroi loy, but if you're staying outside the Azara, maybe Ben Zoima agrees you do not need to go to the mikveh. Oy dilmo, maybe not. Maybe Ben Zoima will say osilim shuche, since you're engaged in an activity that's happening in the Azara, you're shechting, maybe you'll get pulled into the Azara somehow, and you have to go to mikveh to make sure that in the event that you do get pulled into the Azara, you've been to the mikveh. That's what the question, according to Ben Zoima, but tiboy l'rabbonon de peligi aleo de Rabbi Yehuda, and it's also a question against or towards the Tanakama of Rabbi Yehuda in source number 3, because ad kan loika om l'rabbonon hasam, maybe only there in source number 3 the Tanakama say that a kol odom, a regular person, does not need to go into the mikveh, even though he's going into the azara, de loika ovid avoida, because he's not planning to do any avoida. Aval hocha, in this case, de ka ovid avoida, he's doing an avoida, he's doing a shechita, loi. Maybe over there, they won't say that he's potter, and they'll say he's chayev to go to the mikveh, even though he's standing outside the Azara. Or maybe no. Maybe the Tanakama hold, in any event, a Torah person does not need to go to the mikveh before going into the Azara. Says the Gemara, teiku, this is a teiku, we cannot resolve this, we have to let this question stand. In the next shir, we're going to continue from here.